Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parents in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, you're listening to Parenting Hell with
Rob Beckett.
Rob Beckett.
And Josh Widdicombe.
Widdicombe.
That was Finnan.
Finnan.
Just turn two. You should be able to get where they're from, Rob.
I weren't listening, to be honest.
All right, fair enough.
Sorry. We'll get on to it, but I've had a tough day. No offence, Finnan. It sounded great, but I heard you say our names, but beyond that, my heart and head weren't there. Where are they from?
Well, we are recording now. How many minutes after you got home from your holiday?
I've been home for 7 minutes.
This is what we're all about.
I was supposed to have got home about 3 hours ago.
So what happened?
Right, so I don't know. Do we need to say anything else about Finnan? I don't want to take his moment.
Oh, no. It was one of the briefest emails we've ever got.
All right, fair enough. Good on him. Good guy.
He's from Fife, and his mum's called Lauren.
Lauren from Fife and Finnan, thank you very much. Yeah. Josh, I don't know if I should be recording today. I feel a bit like a duty of care. I shouldn't be. Yeah. You know they let Kerry Katona? You know, they let Kerry Katona on this morning when she was slurring?
Yeah.
I feel like that. That's what's happened. I've been home 7 minutes because it's fucking hot, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I've been in Greece for the week, which is why we had a week off. I was in Greece for the week.
How was the weather?
30 degrees, which for me is too hot.
Yeah.
And I've never in my life come home from holiday and been overwhelmed by the British weather. I literally, from stepping off the plane to getting back to my house, my head has felt like it's about to fucking explode. It was like the airport was weird. There was one bit, so I was smug because it was air conditioned. And then you go on a walkway that is just basically a glass corridor conservatory.
Oh my God. It's
like, you know, when you put your hand in the oven to get something out and your wrist is exposed because it hasn't got the oven glove on. You go, oh, that's hot. That's hot. Imagine transporting your whole body and in family through that heat.
How did the daughters deal with it?
How did they deal? They went, Daddy, it's too hot, and looked at me as if I could turn it down.
Oh, mate, yeah. I've had that for the last 2 or 3 days.
So I'm aware that I've been on holiday, and it was lovely. I'll get to that. But the journey home, there's an hour delay on baggage. I don't know if you know about this. Oh.
No.
Michael does. He's still lost his bag, hence the delayed episode the other week.
He's on a week delay.
He's on a 1 week delay. I was on an hour delay.
Just for people, he's not still at the carousel. He has gone home.
No, yeah, he's back indoors.
So what did you do with your hour delay?
Well, I went there and I said, there was no bags. We got there and there was no bags. And I said to the lady, customer services, because also they've got loads of bags everywhere. You haven't been to an airport recently?
No.
Heathrow is just bags fucking everywhere. And then
what's happened? Sorry. Why has all this happened? Is there some kind of...
Well, basically, they can't get enough staff to do all the jobs. So I went to the thingy and she was like, the bag, she went, there's an hour delay. I went, okay, but what, when from? Because an hour, if it's like an hour delay from like whenever you landed, it's an hour till you get your bags. Yeah, that's not that bad, is it? But yeah. If you normally get your bags 45 minutes after you land, after you've been, is it an hour from then? She went to me, well, when did they pull the air bridge over? I went, pardon? She said, when did they attach the air bridge? I went, first of all, I don't know. Second of all, what's an air bridge? Was it that oven hell? I just had to carry four rolly suitcases we took.
Oh, my word. Yeah. What did you do with the kids? iPads for the hour, surely.
So I sent Lou out. Well, I actually had a bit of a win here. I sent Lou out to the Costa and the Marks and Spencers to get some sandwiches for the kids and a coffee. So she
was
had
she
both
to come back in?
No, she went and just sat with them. And then I waited for all our bags.
You sat by the baggage carousel on your own, Rob?
Yeah.
And you managed to style that one out without Lou going, I know what you're effing up to
here,
mate.
I know, it was a good... That was a highlight, to be honest. The 45 minutes sat on a... Well, I don't know if it was 45 minutes to an hour, whatever it was. Yeah. Anyway, I came out and then she had sandwiches. We got in the taxi. We thought, we've nailed this. We're in the taxi about, you know... We landed at 20 past two.
Booked it or was it a black cab?
It was like a minibus thing, like a van thing, right, to get us all in. Because you can't... It's hard to get four and car seats and baggage into just like a normal car. So it was like a sort of one of them cars that like, it was one of them like van things where you face each other. It's quite nice, actually.
Oh, yeah, I like them.
Yeah, so it was one of them. You feel like you're in One Direction.
Yeah.
You can imagine like the argument Zayn had in here. Like, Zayn, put out the bloody bifter, man. We're going to the Smash Hits Pole Winners Party.
Have you ever, I mean, this is a very industry thing, Rob.
What's that?
But occasionally, company that does the cars to TV shows will send one of them.
Yeah.
When it's just you. And it feels absolutely incredible. The options you've got seating-wise are unbelievable.
It feels like you're being driven to the Big Brother house. And then you're just going to jump out of it with a suitcase and be like, hey, and giving all that sass. So we got in that car and it was quite smug because we had the aircon on.
Yeah.
And then that was quite, because there were some poor bastards with broken air conditioning I could see on the motorway with all the windows down like they were dogs.
God.
I've been there. I remember my old car had no aircon and when you're on the motorway in this heat. So you get the wind. But then, Josh, there was an accident.
Oh, no, of course there was.
So there was an accident. So we were in... Everyone was all right. There was a couple of accidents. One was a tanker was on fire. This isn't... If you're listening to this, this was Monday.
Moment, surely.
This was Monday, day one of the hot 2 days. So I think there was a terrible accident on Sunday. But also, I don't think anyone was hurt in this one. And I hope they weren't.
Sorry,
but I don't think they were.
About it.
Well, no, they were. There was on Monday. It was just two cars that had sort of bashed into each other. But everyone looked all right. So we were stuck for about an hour or 2 hours. The aircon was on, but it was battling against a black van in the middle of the M25 stationary. And I was every 10 minutes, because basically the max was 7 power at 16 degrees, right? And that was too cold when we were moving, Josh. And then when we were stationary, then I went, I'd put it down to about 4 on 16. But then every 10 minutes, I found myself going, right, up to level 5 of blowing power. Another 10 minutes... up to level 6. I was like, in 20 minutes, there's nowhere else to go here. it was at 7 for a good 45 minutes on full power.
Oh, my God. And how are the children dealing with it?
Well, we gave them their iPads because they wouldn't shut the fuck up otherwise. But then they get car sick if they have the iPads.
Oh,
but
no.
We weren't moving.
You're stationary.
Yeah, but we were stationary. I tried to explain that to Lou and she was like, but what if that gives them car sickness? So I was like, it's a risk I have to take.
They're not allergic to cars. Like,
but they were just... Also, when I got back, the fucking foxes had my bins. I put two bricks on it. How strong are these foxes?
Well, maybe they're working together.
Maybe. Oh, so this is what they were singing. This is stuck in my head. They sung this for about 3 hours.
Chico Bonbon.
Chico Bonbon.
What's that?
Some TV show. There's another 15 seconds of this.
Yeah, they sound chipper though, Rob. They're enjoying themselves.
The high before the crash, Josh. Like day one of Glasgow.
No, please.
Oh, that sounds like the climax of the song.
No?
Oh, no.
They went in again.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, so we were stuck for about an hour, 2 hours, and then we've literally just got hit in to, again, I thought that that glass walkway was the last of the heat until I got into my house.
Oh, my word.
And no window's been open in a week, Josh.
No. And, did you close all the curtains before you went?
Nah, of course I didn't close all the curtains, Josh. who would have done that before a heatwave? No, every fucking curtain open, red hot to the fucking touch.
No.
My kids took their feet off, took their socks off, and the floor was hot. So we're in the process of trying to cool the house down.
And so you've had a bit of a luck here again, Rob, that you've had to go to do this.
Yes, again, I actually...
This is very much the baggage carousel of the home time.
Look, I've got to work, Josh. I'm self-employed. You can't take time off. But what I would say is we had a lovely break, but it's just whenever stuff doesn't go to plan and then it's 36 degrees. And I don't know what it was, but being away from home, I was getting more and more anxious about the heat, and I wasn't even here. I thought I was going to come home and my house had melted. Like, if you read the papers, it feels like the world has turned into the actual sun, and like it's like the floor is actually lava. But it's actually just a bit overwhelmingly hot. And for certain people, vulnerable people, older people, or people that work outside or work in the sun, they've got to be really careful. But ultimately, just sort of stay in, and you'll be all right.
Yeah, my house is not that bad today. Although we've got my daughter's in our room because her room's too hot.
Right.
So she's on our floor tonight. But I don't mind admitting it, Rob. I quite like that. I don't mind it.
Our upstairs gets really hot, so I think I'm just going to let them fall asleep in front of the telly and then carry them up like I'm on some sort of documentary about bare parents.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How was the holiday?
It was amazing, actually. We went to Greece, that place you went to in Greece.
Yeah.
Which we sort of booked by coincidence, but it is amazing. It's Yeah, it's good, but the weird thing about it is it's quite a pricey holiday. It's like a half balled we went. So it's a fairly like fancy resort, but it's sort of like we went to the beach hotel, and then there's a few others, and you can use your dining vouchers at the other ones.
It's
a
bit like,
do you not know?
No.
So there's the buffet you can use, and then all the other restaurants nearby, they do
They knock some money off, don't they, if you give them your room number?
They knock money off, or there's a three-course menu that you can have, like, if you have off a la carte, you just get a discount, but if you have the set menu, you can just get the set menu included in your price.
Oh, you absolutely played it. There's me. Oh, I've had an absolute shocker there.
What, so you didn't know that?
No. I just thought you got €20 off your dinner. Not that there was I tell you what, they don't trumpet that around. They're not telling you that option's there when you go
a la
carte.
Yeah, so some restaurants have got, like, there's a la carte, and then they've got the set menu for the people that have got half-balled.
Oh, for the love of God.
Oh, okay. Well, but what's weird about that place is, it's weird because you can get, like, a room where your kids sleep on, like, a fold-out bed in your room, which is sort of like not cheap but not mad money.
Yeah.
But then the upper end of the scale, if you walk round the other side, there's like villas that you imagine the Ecclestons will stay. It's like from one extreme to the other. It's all like
Rose was checking out the prices of them and trying to make an argument for them throughout our holiday
for next year.
I was like, absolutely no way.
It was
way,
like a centre parks of billionaires. So there's like normal families there, but then also really weird posh ones.
Yeah.
So it's like, Lou cracked me up because, like, there was, like, you know, I hate, because there's a kids club. So the kids really liked it. I'm not bothered if they're going or if they don't. But sometimes when it's really hot, it's quite good for them to get out of the sun for a bit and play with other kids in an air conditioned room rather than just laying on the bed watching their iPad in an air conditioned room. So we just said to them, look, you can go in there if you want to go in there, but don't worry if you don't want to go in there. And then one day they met a kid around the pool and they said, oh, we're going to the kids club. So they went, actually, it was a girl from our school. What are the chances of that?
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, so anyway, because she was going into the kids' club, they went, oh, can we go in with her? So we had 3 hours in the morning for a couple of days.
Oh, my word. So what did you do, Rob?
Just laid down waiting for them to come out again. But overhearing awful parents at the kids' club is mine. I think this summer, I want this as a little email in. What are things have you overheard at the kids' club drop-off on a holiday? There's this one absolute prick of a bloke that went... Yeah. So basically, because they,
the
they're going
for... The beauty of this as well, Rob. Normally, you have to bite your tongue if you hear anything at school.
Oh,
you've
no,
got free rein
I'm
here,
gonna
mate.
I'm going to two-foot this prick. Right, I look... Let's be honest, right? Your kids going into the kids' club is quite good, isn't it? For yeah. the parents. If the kids are happy going in and you get to have 3 hours in the sun without looking after your kids, win-win. And you may in the back of your head going, oh, please go in. I want to go and do this today. But you never say it out loud, right? This tosspot, when at one point he went, oh, come on, in you get so I can go and have fun. And I nearly fucking chinned him. I was like,
word.
You dirty old prick.
My word.
And it was one of them old blokes, a bit old blokes that have kids that look like they're yeah. the granddad, where he's basically been career-driven for years, earned a few quid, done whatever he wanted, finally settled down, probably with his secretary, knocked out a couple of kids, and he's in denial about his life. And that fucking yeah. toss. At one point, they went, Dad, I need my swimming costume because they're going to the swimming pool today. She went, well, I can't get it now. Your mum will bring it later. I've got tennis in 5 minutes. I was like, you fat loser. This bloke,
God.
Right, he was about 16 stone. 16
that.
Stone, 5 foot five. I went, what are you going to learn about tennis at 63, you silly old c***? My tennis lesson. Fucking grow up and get your kid's swimming costume, you helmet.
Why are you having a tennis lesson on holiday?
Oh, I tell you, fuck off having a tennis lesson on holiday. Who gives a shit? It's 30 degrees, you fat old bastard. You'll have an heart attack. Oh, it feels great being able to let loose because it's not the school gates. Come on.
It's mad to try and learn a skill on holiday.
Oh, fuck
unless
off.
He plays tennis at home, in which case, get tennis lessons at home when you're not on holiday. You buy a fucking pool and a beach, mate.
Look, you look like human gout. First lesson, stop eating. Then you can play tennis.
Did you say anything?
It
of
don't
this?
Matter how many... I didn't say it to him, no. Just saved it up to run at you on the podcast. But I hope he... Well, the problem is he might find out about this. But Joe Wapley won't see him again.
Yeah, but if he identifies himself from that description of the things he said, he's not self-aware enough.
No, he's not listening to this. He's far too self-involved to listen to yeah. anything that may benefit his children, the fucking loser. And then,
love the fact, do you think this may benefit his children? Yeah. You've got some claims in this podcast.
Lou, and also, because there's basically those sort of like weird rich parents there. Lou cracked me up. Lou, we was doing this thing. He went, in today's episode of Rich But Sad, there's a man from the hotel teaching a child to ride a bike.
Oh, God.
Imagine outsourcing learning to ride a bike. Yeah, sure, I've not taught my kids yet, Josh, but let's not get bogged down by that.
No,
but
no,
when I do, it'll be me and not by some 22-year-old Greek man on a seasonal zero-hour contract. Fuck me.
How was the food, Rob? Did they enjoy the Greek food?
Oh, well, the food, I mean, I reckon I got my money's worth out of the plain pasta I had off them. You know, they basically ate
plain pasta.
Was
that on the a la carte or was that on the...
that was just fucking 10 euros out your pocket or whatever it was. Fucking hell. But like, they just ate plain pasta. But on the flight out, Josh, right? You know, like British Airways, you sort of think they're like, they're the fancy one and you normally get... You don't get food.
You did until a couple of months ago, yeah.
You don't get any food anymore. Right? So I was in like economy, Euro travel, or whatever they call it. We was on a 7 a.m. flight. Do you know what they came through with?
Oh my God.
Josh? They came through with a snack and a drink, right? You get a bottle of water, but a small bottle of water, not your normal yeah. size one, a little one, yeah. but you never see anywhere, right? Like yeah. a kid's
the one you can't
catalog.
Buy.
The one you can't buy. Yeah, the one you can't buy. Tiny little, like, little slug, like that, little slug of drink, and a Nutri-Grain.
And you should cry. Oh, that is bleak.
The kid's got a Cocoa Pop cereal bar. On the way back, tiny bottle of water again and a packet of ready salted crisps.
Oh, my God.
I felt
God.
Like I was round a nan's house that hated me. Fucking Nutri-Grain.
Could you buy anything?
Yeah, you could. You could
pimp up your order?
You could buy a scone. And I don't know about you. I don't want one at 7 a.m.
No. No, and I'm from Devon.
Yeah, but they weren't doing hot drinks either. So you could buy a tea or coffee, but they wouldn't do a tea or coffee. Just a bottle of water and a fucking... I don't know, you know, I'm just saying. I normally, when you go on EasyJet or Ryanair, you expect you don't get anything. But the fucking Nutri-Grain, mate. Oh, I've not seen a Nutri-Grain for about 15
years.
Yeah, got a Nutri-Grain, a Sunny Delight and a Whisper.
Do you know what? On that, Rob. I took my daughter to the supermarket yesterday for something to do because I knew it'd be aircon.
Good idea.
She was quite up for it.
You're a good man.
I'm a good man. You don't see me getting a Greek man to teach her to ride a bike.
I'm not going to pay a Greek man to take her to Sainsbury's.
Yeah, exactly.
I do it myself.
So we went to Tesco, and I just because I don't normally we are an online shop shop front or a go to the shop on the day
yeah.
kind of house, I get overexcited when I do a big shop. And I just start buying stuff to see if it tastes like I remembered it.
Like what? What did you get?
I had a box of cuppa soups.
Really? When was the last you had a cuppa soup?
The hottest day of the fucking year. It was such a surreal thing to have my first cuppa soup in 25 years.
That's mental.
At 33 degrees.
That's never going to cool down. I think that could maintain temperature for 6 hours.
Yeah, it was... I had to pour it away. I was like, I can't do this.
I had a pot noodle the other day and I fucking loved it, Josh. I felt dirty.
Do you know what? It feels like we're just trying to subtly put the adverts in.
No, wait for the big fucking Nutri-Grain advert. I didn't even eat it. Still in my bag from the trip out there.
Oh, my God. So it was a good holiday.
Yeah, well, it was really good. Like, the problem is, though...
Evenings? Because you've got your daughters in the hotel room, so you just sat in on the evenings?
Well, no, so there was like a little theatre thing. That park that you mentioned, they love the park more than anything else.
That park can do one.
Oh, my God, and you get bitten because there's all sand on the bottom. You get... Yeah. What's weird about a park on holiday was we were in the pool.
You don't need it.
But they went, can we go to the park? And I got out of the pool and all right. And then I just stood in the park in my swimming trunks, topless, yeah. with the kids.
Yeah.
And then... Those other parents turned up, like, fully dressed, like they'd just been for a walk. And now I'm just in a park topless. And I felt like I was standing nearer the pool to be like, look, I came from the pool. I haven't come here like this.
Did you not towel? You must have had a towel, didn't you? Or did
no,
you
just dripping shorts.
What, like Daniel Craig getting out of the suit?
No, not quite like that. No, it was, and I just thought, this is a bit weird, actually. I'm just stood here in my pants, basically wet,
yeah.
watching children climb and swing. But no, we had a brilliant time. Honestly, it's so beautiful. It's a lovely... I got reminded how lovely it is just going to Europe, where it's like a short fly. Yeah. I was like, what I realised is, Josh, and this is the problem when I spend a lot of time with my family and my kids, is I am not normal, and neither are my children.
Are you not?
But no.
I don't know your children well enough. To yep. know that they, I mean, they seem pretty normal, apart from one of them is the fastest woman on earth.
Well, you know, you met me when I first started on the circuit.
They've got a lot of energy.
Yeah, a lot of energy. And they haven't found an outlet yet. Their outlet is me.
What outlet are you hoping they're going to find?
Long distance running. Hours. Radcliffe, Mo Farah, just long.
Yeah.
Long. But I love them, but they're just relentless. And I just, and like in that car today, I was like, I love you so much. I've had an amazing, I've made these incredible memories, really enjoyed it, but like, just don't fucking look at me or talk to me. I just can't answer you anymore. I've got nothing in the tank.
Is it true you've booked in a tennis lesson for 9 a.m. tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be right, I'll be down there. Tennis lesson. But like, it is so full on, like, because you're with them, you know, when you're in the room with them, you're with them all day and all night. So, like, literally, you know, and it's great, but everyone does need a bit of time.
And they're not napping.
They're not napping. They're not beyond
so
napping.
It's literally 24/7. So you didn't... there was no moment when you weren't... Cause that,
no, we
your
did.
Evenings...
They had a kids' club, to be fair, didn't we? We had a kids' club where we went to the beach because they fucking hate the beach. Kids hate the beach if there's a pool.
They're not that into the beach, are they?
But I didn't really like the beach either, I don't think. It's just because it's cooler.
Yeah, I liked the beach. You can't get as much time out of building a sandcastle as I anticipated on day one of a 7-day holiday.
No,
do you know what I mean?
But sandcastles are a bit like... Are we still into them? Is that still happening? Do you
well,
know what
no,
I mean?
That's like, a problem. The TikTok generation, right? They don't build sandcastles anymore.
Yeah, but I know. I'm like, are we really into sandcastles? But what's difficult? What I did, though, and I noticed, Josh, on holiday, I end up sitting myself next to families that are having a worse time than me.
Right, yeah.
So
shrewd.
There was one bloke, right, lovely fella, chatted to him around the pool a bit, because I'm quite chatty around the pool, you're not, are you?
Yeah. No, I'd rather die. What's your opening gambit?
Normally, your kid's playing with their kid. It's different for you because you've still got your baby, but when they're like 4 and 6, they are just in that pool all day and they end up playing with other kids and
right,
you
yeah,
end
yeah.
up just going, oh, hello, you're right, and you're just chatting about just nonsense. Also, as well, you are stood in knee-high water for 8 hours at a time, potentially.
Yeah.
So sometimes you want to have a chat. And this was one bloke, lovely fella. He had a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 4-year-old, 7-month-year-old.
No, not for me.
So every morning, I made sure I got the beds next to his bed.
Yeah.
because nothing I was going to face was going to be anywhere near what he was facing.
I can't believe that. That is such an intense holiday.
I know. And he was at one point, cause, and then it was always weird because then his boy was in his football, playing football in the mornings and afternoons, because it's for older kids. And then sometimes the boy was there, and then sometimes it was the two kids, sometimes he was holding a baby. And he goes, to be honest with you, if I'm just left with this 7-year-old and 4-year-old, I've cracked it. I was like, have you? have you? It's all relative, isn't it?
Mate, I'm 2 days away from being sat at a luggage carousel with no children. I've cracked it, mate.
Oh, yeah, that's cracked it. 45 minutes sat on a trolley, just waiting. The only problem is when you are there. So, like, when we arrived, we got up at, like, 3 a.m. Our flight was 6:50, so we got up at, like, 2, 3, really early. We were all a bit confused and befuddled, and we get there, and then we got on the plane. The plane was delayed slightly, then we get there. Then we're in Greece, I'm trying to get the baggage, and I'm stood there. I've been, you know, I've had no sleep whatsoever. I had two kids on the plane, and then this older couple, like man and wife, he just went to me, cheer up, mate, you're on holiday. I said, am I? Now, in this moment? Life is a series of moments. In this moment, am I on holiday? No, I'm in transit, mate. That's what I am. I'm in fucking transit. Oh my God.
How's the flights?
They're really good, actually. It's like 3 hours, and you know, with an iPad, 3 hours, 6 and 4. I've mentioned it in the book about that, about holidays and stuff. But when the kids are 6 and 4, honestly, it is a complete breeze compared to having like a 1-year-old like you had. We had a very different holiday, I think, to you.
Yeah.
When you went out there, but you're only 3 years away, so you'll be all right.
I'm only 3 years away, Rob. I'm 3 years away. 3 years. Do you know what 3 years? It's 2025, Rob.
Oh, what a year, though. What a year that'll be. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do?
There'll have been another European Championships by then. There'll have been another Olympics. There'll have been a general election. Donald Trump will be president again. Donald Trump might be president again before I...
You have a nice holiday.
Have a nice holiday.
Oh, this happened on arrival, right? Yeah, so we got, when I got the baggage, right, we got in the cab, got all the way there, got there about, I can't remember, because it's 2 hours ahead, 3 hour flights. We got there about like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right? Anyway, so the kids are all overexcited, and you go in, there's like a big reception area, and you sit on this sofa while they're getting your room key sorted, right?
Did you get a glass of rosé?
Yeah, a glass of fizz, some sort of cheap carver shit, but a glass of fizz, whatever. And a glass of fizz, and then some orange juice for the kids, right? Yeah. Anyway, I'm sat there, Lou's sat next to me, the kids are climbing all over us, right?
Yeah.
And Lou's trying to hold them. I've got like, my hand on one of them as they're climbing and kicking all excited. All they want to do is jump in the pool. This bloke's talking to me about laundry or whatever. I don't give a fuck about the laundry, man. Anyway, he's next to me talking on another chair, right? So imagine a therapist on his armchair next to like a sofa, but I'm on the end of that sofa with two kids climbing and kicking and Lou, right? I'm holding my glass of fizz, whatever, and an orange juice. A wild toddler's foot swings round, both glasses are kicked, right? All of it goes over my face. Like I've been swilled in Towie.
So you've got a Buck's fizz on your face, basically.
Basically, I've been Buck fizzed all over my face. Yeah. Someone's Buck fizzed on me.
Yeah.
Right? I'm covered, right? And he's like, okay. He went, oh, so are you okay, sir? I went, oh, yeah, no, it's okay. And I went, I'll just carry on. And as he's talking to me, liquid is dripping from my nose. And then he goes, I'll get you some tissue, sir. So I walked off. And Lou went, oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it, about if we can get to the buffet any time we want between 6 and 7, we don't have to worry about getting dressed up. I went, excuse me? I don't want sympathy, but can we at least acknowledge what's happened to my face? I'm that sat there speaking to Andre, and there is liquid dripping off my nose. And I don't even want to sorry, but just to acknowledge it's happened. I'm a slip hazard. On these shiny Greek floors.
Shiny, those floors.
So shiny, Holland. Why are the floors so shiny when everyone's so wet? What are they doing? Oh, God. Yeah, I've got some notes
to shop. That was a...
The fucking shop's pricey, isn't it?
It's absolutely unbelievable.
Just whenever you go on holiday, because they do it wherever you go, take your own snacks. Just take a bag full of snacks. And it isn't even about the price. You just need to get, like, digestive biscuits that they know and understand.
Yeah.
Not that you need a McVitie's digestive little fucking plug. Another advert that I'm slipping in. But like you need a normal fucking biscuit. You don't want the Greek version.
All of our adverts are from things no one's eaten since 1997.
But But you know what? That's what kids like, a fucking Jacob's cream cracker. Yeah. Some fucking Lays.
Yeah.
Because like, I've done five. I've got some fucking crocodiles. End up buying inflatable crocodiles.
Yeah, you have to buy the inflatables. And then they're like, can we bring it home? You're like, of course I fucking can't, mate.
Well, we did. I was dry humping them on the balcony trying to get the air out at midnight.
The crocodile, you just said.
Yes, the inflatable crocodile, not the Greek digestives. Oh, this is funny as well. So the cleaners come in and tidied the room, you know, come and did the service, right? And the kids both took teddies, and then they were on the floor, the teddies, so they put the teddies on one on each bed. And then my eldest come and went, Daddy, I'm not very happy, and I've written a note. I was like, pardon? That said, dear cleaners, you've put the teddies on the wrong beds.
What? Well, they got them the wrong way around.
Yeah, but obviously the cleaners have got no idea. They just put a teddy on a bed. But my six-year-old's livid. I said, you can't leave that note. You can't leave that note.
No, of course not. They're not going to read it anyway.
She translated it in Greek. She's doing really well at school. I don't know if you get this as well.
Did you get rid of the note? What did you do with the note?
I just went, no, we don't need to leave a note. Don't worry about that. It doesn't matter. They don't. And we just explained, they don't know whose bed it is. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And then in the end, to be fair, it was quite sweet. She was doing, they left little biscuits on the pillows. And in the end, we weren't eating them. And then she was collecting them. And then she left a note saying, dear cleaners, thank you for tidying our room. Please have a biscuit. Which was sweet, but they were she was re-gifting.
Re-gifting from the cleaners themselves.
A biscuit from, that had been given from the cleaners to us, from what I'd say, a stash of probably 4 million biscuits.
Yeah, I reckon.
I don't think they're short on them pillow biscuits.
This sounds a lot less stressful than Disneyland, should I just say.
Oh, mate, a different world, different. I've come back full of beef. We were sleeping, like, Lou even, like, kissed me in a sexual way.
Oh, really, we don't need to worry about that.
But not in America, mate. That does happen in Disney.
No, no, no.
Don't you worry about that.
But,
Lou,
you know,
kissed me on
the
lips
three times. Hours of kids club at the end of the day, aren't they? Right?
Exactly. You've got time to sort of, you know, win her over, put some moves on her.
And then listen to a podcast by the swimming pool.
Yeah, oh, yeah, always. And then text you about it, bitching. So that's what normally happens. The waitress come over and we said, oh, you got any sorbet? My kids love mango sorbet. You can't get it many places. It's like a holiday sorbet, isn't it, right? So occasionally you get it now and again, but not very often. Anyway,
not in East London, Rob. You can't fucking move for the stuff.
Is there a lot of it?
Oh, mate. Up to our eyeballs in mango sorbet in East London.
It's tough in Zone 5, mate. If you're in Waitrose, you've got half a chance, but no chance in Sainsbury's. Not recently. Don't know if there's something to do with Brexit or COVID. But anyway, she said, we've got mango sorbet, strawberry sorbet, or bubblegum sorbet. And then youngest went, mango, please. And the eldest went, oh, I'm not sure. And then the waitress went, oh, have bubblegum. It's the best flavour. Me and Lou knew she weren't going to eat bubblegum flavoured sorbet.
Yeah.
But she sold it so well. It was like the Dragon's Den. We just couldn't help. I was like, yeah, we'll get it. Immediately hated it.
Oh, no. Oh, but then no.
It was also awkward because Lou... In that same dinner, Lou's the politest person ever, right? Lou ordered a red wine, okay, and had a glass of it. It was lovely, and then they'd run out. So the waitress said, oh, I've got a really good one. I think you're going to love it. Let me... it was disgusting. It was so, like, vinegary. But if you're into that, you're into that. And, yeah. Lou went...
Well, if you're into vinegary wine?
Yeah, if you're into vinegar, if you like Sarsen's vinegar, like I do, the old classic.
I can't believe you put in another one of the adverts. This is genuinely our most profitable episode.
The sellout.
The holiday.
Oh, can you imagine? The crates of sarsens are going to turn up at our door now. Anyway, so it was quite vinegary, and Lou drank it, and Lou looked like she was being sick in her own mouth, and Lou went to go, yeah, that's fine. And I just went, no, Lou. And she went, why don't you try it, Rob? I tried it. It was disgusting. So I went, no, Lou, I know you don't want that. And then Lou said, yeah, sorry, it's not very nice. And that woman had recommended it. We didn't just like demand it. Anyway, she went, and Lou went, oh, can I just have that Merlot? She brought it. It was corked.
Right, yeah.
It tasted weird again, like old, stale.
Yeah.
But now that's your third one.
Yeah.
Isn't it, right? Well, that's your second.
Yeah.
So I smelled, I was like, yeah, that is off.
Oh, no.
Wine. So we've had the vinegary. You never get doubled up on, do you, normally? It's one or the other, isn't it, right? Anyway, that one's coming corked. What the chance? And then we sent it back, and then she brought another one.
No.
And I said to Lou, this could be ox blood and you've got to drink it. There's no way we can send it back. Luckily, it tasted all right. But I was like, you cannot send a third.
I think she's played you on the bubble gum. I think she's gone, we've got some difficult customers here. I just talk their children into the bubblegum. What's it called? Sorbet? Bubblegum sorbet.
Well, yeah, but then that happened at another restaurant where it said margarita pizza. Fucking flatbread turned up, didn't it? Big, like, raw mozzarella stuck on the top. They'd love it in East London. My four-year-old from Bromley doesn't, does she? And you can't call a flatbread pizza. You got to say flatbread in it. So we had to send that back.
Did you enjoy the food? I loved
the food. Was lovely, to be fair. It was really good.
Yeah.
I ate octopus, mate.
Oh, how was that?
Just, yeah, absolutely fine, but not as nice as chicken or any other than normal ones.
There's a reason it hasn't taken off.
Yeah, it was all right, actually. If there was nothing else on the menu you'd normally eat, yeah, it was great, octopus. the park, there's that swing. There's a swing where basically it's got seats on it that you wrap your legs around like a zip. You know them zip wire ones they have at the park sometimes?
Yeah, yeah.
Where you sit on a little sort of discus on a string and you throw them and they slide down, right?
Yeah.
At this park, they've got one it's almost like a roundabout with ropes hanging off it and them little seats. So all the kids sit on it and you spin it round and they hang on. Did you go on that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we were on it and then it got a bit later in the evening and all the parents, I think, had had a couple of drinks and the kids were swinging around on it. At one point, it was like a wall of death at like a festival. You know the motorbikes that go around in the cage? It was like that. These kids were like, vroom, vroom, vroom. Anyway, but then the problem is when one falls off, it's fine because they fall onto sand and it's quite low. But then what happens is they try and stand up as it's spinning round.
Oh, God.
Because they've jumped off. But then if they stand up, they're going to get clobbered. At one point, this girl stood up, this four-year-old girl, I didn't know who she was, I jumped on her and pushed her face in the sand. And then dragged her out. And it was not a nice thing to do to a kid, but it was better than her getting kicked in the face.
Yeah, yeah. Did you say that?
No, she didn't. She just cried and hugged her mum. But yeah. I did what I had to do, Josh.
They shouldn't be legally allowed to put parks in holiday places you paid for to relax
that,
in.
Yeah, that was hot and it was in the middle of the summer. That weren't good.
If it wasn't here, no kid would be going, I wish there was a park. But the moment it's there, it's in their mind, Rob.
Well, I got a bit angry at the kids' club as well, Josh, right?
Did you?
It was fully booked, okay? But then we sent to reception, oh, is there any space? Because their friend was going in, they had booked, so we went, oh, let's ask. We just asked at reception, oh, is there any chance we'd get these two into the kids' club at any point this week in the morning? And they went, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, you're booked in for tomorrow morning. And then we went, let me take your number, we'll double check and then confirm it. And then we had a message from reception saying, confirmed slot at the kids' club. Anyway, we go there, queue up, and when we go, oh, yeah, we've got these two. And, oh, they're not on the list. And I was like, oh, we've got a message. And she went, oh, the message says waiting list. I was like, well, no, it doesn't. She hadn't even seen it at this point. I was like, well, no, it doesn't. It said confirmed. And she went, oh, yeah, well done. I was like, no, not well done. No, I haven't done well.
Is that a...
She went, oh, yeah, no, you've done well. I was like, what do you mean you've done well? No, I haven't done well.
Rob, you've been you hosted the Rob Variety performance.
With Romesh, tainted it for me. Could have been me, just up there, in the glory. But and then I was like, okay, and then she went, no, she went, just wait to the side, and then once everyone's in, if there's space, they can come in, right? I was like, all right, fair enough. And then these other little kids come in, and their names weren't on the list. She got out a new bit of paper, and they just filled it in and signed it and went in. And I was like, well, why can't I have that bit of paper? What's this fucking little Freemason's bit of paper here? Little secret society paper.
Did you get in?
Yeah, they got in. It was fine. So I felt bad in the end.
So what do they do at kids' club, do you reckon?
So they had like an hour, each hour they had a little activity. So one was like gardening and then one was like dragon making and they made dragons out of like toilet rolls and different crafts. Yeah. And then they did Zumba and another thing. So they had little things. And the kids, every morning, I was like, do you want to go in? And they were like, yeah. So in the two mornings that we had it booked. But if they had said no, I wouldn't have... Because I think... I would never
dropping your kid off tearfully at kids' club when you're on fucking holiday.
Yeah, people do that, man. Like, I've got no... If people want to send the kids kids' club, I've got, like, you know, go for it. Like, I would happily, like, have them all week. But if they want to go in and they enjoy it, well, why not? They're enjoying it and you get a bit of a break.
Of course.
I think it's a good thing. But I could never send them in unhappy. And there's some people were, and it made me so... I felt like I just wanted to take them and go, why don't you come with us?
That would be worse.
Come to the park. In my pack, I'm just here topless. Come to the park.
You don't understand. You're talking to the News of the World saying you don't understand. He had a tennis lesson. I didn't agree with the way he was parenting his children, so I just took them.
Yeah, he was topless, pushing kids' faces into the sand. It looks bad in an email. Sure.
Are you spending your evenings at kids' entertainments then?
No, so basically they had like a... on a couple of the nights, they have like a kids' disco and then some face painting. And then one night there's a kids' show at 8 o'clock. But then other nights it's basically kids 8 till 9. Then 9:30, there's a proper show. But we never made the 9:30 shows because the kids were too tired. That we sort of just went back to the room and got an early night because we were trying to make sure we didn't get too drunk and slept, because that's the danger, isn't it? But the face painting, Josh. My youngest has got a panda bear she loves. Went up to the face painter, asked for a panda.
Yeah.
They gave her blackface.
What?
They just put loads of black face paint on her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No.
Did you pick her up and she'd been...
No, see, I was sat down and they ran over and they just told the person what they wanted. And there were about 1,000 kids and it was free, so they were doing it very quick.
Yeah.
Right? But my daughter came back, and if she wasn't holding a panda bear, I think she would have been asked to leave the resort. I can't post a photo of what she looked like. One, because I don't really post my kids' faces. Yeah. But even if I did post my kids' faces, I couldn't post that because my career would be over.
Yeah. And imagine if that was the only picture out there of her. Every time there's a News of the World story about you. No, why do I keep saying News of the World? It hasn't existed in a decade. Every time there was a...
The Sun on Sunday?
Yeah, The Sun. Every time there's a news story about you and your family, they'd be using that picture.
Yeah, so it was really bad. Cause I was like, fair enough. Obviously, with a panda bear, there is black features on the face. There's black eyes. Yeah. But you need a bit of the white.
The white.
I understand
key.
My
so
daughter's
they tried
white.
To use her natural white.
Yes, but it's not white enough to make it look like a panda bear.
Yeah.
It looks like some sort of racist chimney sweep. It was bad. And then like, I made her carry that panda the whole evening.
Sounds like you've had a much, like, more... Did it change your views on your experience of Disneyland?
No, do you know what? No, it didn't, actually. Because by the end of a week, I was bored of just pool,
really?
Beach, yeah. Pool, beach, pool, beach.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not loads of parents do when they're 6 and 4. It's just, you're just doing the same things every day. So yeah. I was saying to Lou that, like, I think I may be, like, I'd want to go somewhere where it is hot and you can go by the pool, but there's something else to do. I couldn't do 2 weeks at a resort type place.
No.
Maybe a villa, because then you can do your own thing and drive off to different places.
Yeah.
But I think a week's enough. Maybe 10 days, but maybe 10 days with another family.
Yeah.
But just your own family. I think a week's enough. We went there and the first few days we were so knackered. It's been so busy writing the book and things like that. Really busy with just end of school plays and sports days and all that kind of stuff.
And so that's summer holidays now, Rob. Is this it?
This is summer holidays started. We might have gone a week earlier for a cheaper deal, but let's not get bogged down by that, Josh. Do what's good for you. Do what's good for you.
So are you now in the 6 weeks of summer holes?
Yeah, so...
And have you got an extreme, has Lou done a timetable again?
No, so we haven't done that. We've been a bit more relaxed. We bought a big paddling pool thing for the garden. We're just going to sort of rinse that, but try and keep topping up with cold water when it's 1,000 degrees.
Rob, the Turkish family next door have just lit their barbecue and it smells incredible.
Oh, my God.
I can see it. I mean, I don't even eat meat, but the kebabs, they're making actual kebabs on the barbecue.
Yeah, I know. The Turkish people do that.
Well, they own a Turkish restaurant, Rob.
Oh, my God. I bet it's so... Get back on the meat, mate. See if they can stick a bit of octopus on there for me.
Shall I just tell you while you're out there,
yeah.
Rob, I got a stomach bug.
Again?
It got worse.
Oh, that stomach bug escalated?
It escalated.
So what was it?
Well, I don't know. I'm starting to think it's all part of this overall stress and anxiety that I've been feeling for the last month.
Yeah, you are mad busy at the moment, and you're still in the proper brutal age of kids as well.
Me and Rose went out for dinner, Rob.
Yeah.
And... my stomach had settled down after what I would describe as a whole hour on the toilet from 1 a.m. till 2 a.m. the night before.
And so you went out for dinner after...
It was the worst type of stomach bug in that I was still hungry.
Well, mate, if there's anything I know about stomach bugs is don't feed them.
But normally they do that for you. They're like, well, I'm not hungry, but I was fucking
starving,
mate. Yeah,
have a bit of self-control, Charles. So you was up all night with the shit?
No, but for now, I'd say the most... That's the worst I've ever had the shits. Literally. Yeah. I don't want to be too graphic, but it was in a way, it was incredible to witness. It's a bit of an honour to be there, to be honest.
Oh. So, oh, God. So then the next both day, ends?
It's
both
ends? No, just the bottom end.
Okay.
It settled down the next day. Yeah. Enough for us to go out to dinner.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
We were in the restaurant.
Had you eaten in the day?
I'd picked at something.
What you like?
We were in the restaurant.
Yeah.
An hour 15. I had six shits. It was... every time I sat back down, I'd literally...
You had picky shits. You had picky bits in the day and then picky shits at dinner.
Yeah, it was like tapas. But it was like... It was unbelievable.
So what's Rose... So how long is your... What's Rose... Rose just on the phone while you're waiting?
Yeah, well, she's just eating her meal and every 5 minutes I leave. And then I leave for 5 minutes, I come back for 10 minutes, then I leave for another 5 minutes. It must have looked insane to the other diners.
You look like you're a cokehead, mate. Here he is, that TV guy.
No one's doing that much coke.
Go for another... And then eating their dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was probably saying to stuff to Rose, like, I'm surprised I'm hungry. People are thinking... Oh, God, so that was it, basically. That was the update I've got. Oh, I failed to get to a 40th birthday party.
Because of your bum?
No, this was dinner. This is a different... So on Saturday, we had two 40th birthday parties. One in Barnes, which is southwest London.
Barnes is posh.
And one in Bethnal Green, which is near my house.
Oh, lovely. Barnes, you know, never get into Barnes, mate.
Well, I thought I'll do the Barnes one early doors. I'll turn up early, do the first hour so I'm visible. Very good.
Then boot it to Bethnal Green.
Yeah.
Are these evening?
Yeah. So right, I was like, I'll get there for 7. So it was too far in the... It was
it's
too far
so
by...
Far.
But I put it into Uber.
Yeah.
£35. Job done.
Okay.
Here we go. That's not the end
just
of the world.
Just a £70 round trip?
No, but I was like, I'll get the train back, Rob.
Okay. Once it's cooled down a bit.
Uber doesn't come. Can't get a taxi for love nor money.
Uber's boiling hot. There's no Ubers. You're better off with a black cab these days.
But I couldn't get a black cab.
Yeah, that's
it
was
too
a
far. It would have been about £200.
They don't pick me up to go south of the river anymore. I keep having arguments with them.
It's so difficult getting a cab. Yeah. So I half an hour to get in an Uber. I'm already late. I'm already thinking I've got a maximum of 45 minutes here.
Yeah, Barnes is a long old way, isn't it?
Part of me though, Rob.
Yeah.
A bit like you with the old carousel.
Little bit of a long time.
Thinking,
so is it just you?
Bit of a
no Rose?
She was going straight to the Bethnal Green one.
And you're meeting it. Okay, so you've got babysitters. Actually, it's only 25 minutes into Barnes, so not too bad.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, I've done that from Victoria. You're Victoria Park, Jesus.
Yeah. Well, put in Olympic Studios in Barnes, Rob, because that's what I did.
Yeah.
And then when I was halfway down the Euston Road, I thought, this doesn't feel like the right direction to Barnes. And I'd put in the Olympic Studios in Neasden, northwest London.
Oh, no, Josh. Why have you done that?
And so then I was like, I could go to Barnes.
That's so far.
Yeah. So basically, I then had to make a call on whether I was going to go to Barnes for 10 minutes.
Because it's an hour to Barnes anyway.
Yeah.
So from yours, it's an hour to Barnes, but you were going via Neasden.
Yeah. But I realised about 20 minutes from Neasden, but I was still way out of the way for Barnes.
But Neasden's about 30... Did you go... You had to go around the North Circular for that. You were driving towards...
No. It rooted him down the Euston Road
for
some reason.
Right, okay, fair enough.
So then
God,
I just
quite
had to...
a London-centric chair.
Yeah, sorry.
But
either way.
Either way, it's out of the way.
I failed to get to there.
You failed to get
and
to
then
there.
I turned around and got to Bethnal
around,
Green, which is 10 minutes from my
still
house.
Still in the cab.
Still in the cab. Made him turn around. Got to Bethnal Green, 10 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
All in, I was in an Uber for an hour 45.
No, prick.
And I hadn't gone anywhere.
How much was that?
It was £70. Absolute disaster.
Oh, mate. You didn't even go anywhere. You just drove to halfway to Neasden and turned back around and went back to your house.
Yeah, for £70.
Were they a close friend in Barnes? Do you want to give them a shout out?
I got them a present, so I'm going to have to send them that.
I'll send it to the Uber, mate. Another 70.
Send it to Neasden. Your present's in Neasden, mate.
Oh,
I left it in
God.
A bin.
That is... Oh, this... I forgot to tell you this as well, Josh. Talking about going... Sitting near people that make your holiday better. Mm. We were... This was by accident, this one. We just sat by the beach. And then there was a kid playing, like, sort of, like, same age as my kids in the sand. And then two parents. And then I heard one of them was digging a sand castle ferociously. The lady, the mum. Yeah. fucking really like jabbing at it, right? And I thought, oh, have they had a Barney? And then she just looked up at Ross and went, I'm really not comfortable about this.
What?
And I was like, oh God, what's going on? And then he went, well, she's 14. She's going to start going on dates at some point. They were in the middle of their 14-year-old daughter going on there for her first date.
What, on holiday?
With a boy she met on holiday, and they were meeting at like the little bar for like Coca-Cola.
Oh my God.
Absolutely petrified, like just sweat dripping off them, right? And I was like, oh, this is great. Then I thought, this is going to be me soon. Yeah. It's only another 7 years.
Yeah.
Until my daughter's the same age as his 14-year-old.
Oh, my word.
So then I started feeling sorry for him. So I was like, look, and the poor dad kept on craning his neck round to try and see if he could see him or anything.
Oh, no. They were what just time at the of bar. Day was it?
About probably 2 o'clock in the afternoon, just by the pool bar sort of thing. So it's really like, if you wanted your...
It's a very safe environment.
Exactly. So I said, do you want me to go and walk through the bar to see if I can see her and see him with him?
You love talking to fucking strangers on holiday, don't you? Suddenly it's Fred Cyrillax on the first dates, chipping into their dates, seeing if they're all right.
I went, look, would it put your mind at ease? Yeah, it would actually. Anyway,
so what if TV's Rob Beckett walks through the date?
Dun, 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 dun. Hello, Mike. Got a little cover, shoulder cam. Welcome to your first date. The celebs go dating. I'll commentate on it if you want from the side. I'll commentate on it. Anyway, but I don't think, to be honest, they didn't even recognise me off the telly or mention the telly to me. They were in their own...
too busy passion.
Ah, they're in their... No, not the teenagers, the parents. They were in their own hell. Yeah. Right, anyway, so I walked through the bar, weren't there.
No. Oh, no. You've got to deliver bad news. What have they done? Have they given you a photo of her so you can identify?
No, I saw her go off.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's not there. And then he was like, Dad was like, fuck, like that. And then he whipped out, and I've not even heard of this before.
He whipped out? What's
that? Whoa, calm down, brother. No, he whipped out. It's called some sort of apps or like X360. Where
so you
it
can
basically,
find her phone?
Yeah. Or something like that. It's basically just like a tracking app.
Yeah.
So you know where they are. Anyway, he went, oh no, I've just tracked it, and she's up at the, there's like another pool bar, but like a higher bit of it. Oh, yeah. And she's just up there, it's fine, like, don't worry about it. And then I went, all right, no worries. And he sort of tracked it, and it went a bit quiet. Then I went off with the kids, and I was on the pedalo with the kids and doing all that. And then I come back, and Lou was still there. I was like, any update? Because I love a gossip.
Yeah.
Any update? Anyway, and there weren't any. And then he come back and went, this fucking app shit. He went, no, nowhere near that. No, it's not accurate enough. It's not accurate enough, because he went where it said she was. So either she circumvented it, or it weren't accurate, or the thing dropped out. But anyway, later on, she'd come back, and she'd been on the date, and then she'd come back. But it was quite a fun bit of drama, but it sort of panicked me a bit about...
Oh, God, I'm dreading.
Our kids.
Dreading that.
Imagine how stressed you'd be, Josh, on holiday. Your youngest daughter's on her first day at 14. You would be tapping cold water on your neck, flapping your hands together, rocking back and forward.
Oh my God, but it is nice to, you know, think that would be a bit of alone time when I could just go to the bar.
Well, yeah, drink to cope.
Oh, that would be the worst. I can't. Oh God, I don't want to think about it.
So, as a TV comedian, when you're
the good thing is I won't be by then.
We like going around Hal and Pace's house. Good lads, by the way. Very funny, but they're sure not on telly at the moment. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Live near me, actually. So in case one of them tunes me. No. I think one of them, Hal or Pace, lives near me. I don't want him chinning me in the ball. Anyway, so that was my holiday, Josh, and it feels better for sharing it with you and the listeners.
It was a genuine pleasure to hear about it. I'm glad you had a good time. You feel more energised than the last one.
Yeah, no, do you know what? We had loads of sleep. I feel really excited to be back to working and stuff. And it was a really good break. And it was very different to Disney. I absolutely love Disney, but you do sort of need a bit of chill time. This holiday, actually, it worked out quite well because I booked this holiday for June 2020.
Did you?
So this has been the one that's been pushed back and back and back.
Oh, that's that is
indeed.
Good. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it was really good. We do a small business shout out, and then we're back on the firm again now, aren't we, with episodes. Oh, this might be quite good for the hot weather, because this will be going out on the hottest day ever in the UK. Yeah. This is from Abby. Please, can you do a shout out for my cousins? They have just opened a giant slip and slide. Monster slip and slide in Bude, Cornwall.
Oh, very nice. Bude, North Coast.
Visit monsterslipandslide.com. As we say, this could just be two blokes with a load of tarpaulin.
Yeah, but you know,
do your due diligence. We're not doing it. There's a safety video on their website. Should be fine. But as ever, do your own due diligence.
Hello. Oh, this looks good. Oh, it's a bit long, that one. Right. Hey there. love your podcast.
That's a bit of an insight of how to get your small business shout out read out. Make sure it's short because Josh won't bother.
Six paragraphs. You've got to be fucking kidding
me. Oh, fuck off, six paragraphs. Small business. Fucking small paragraphs, mate.
Hey there, love your podcast. It's a welcome distraction to all the nasties in the world right now and the kids. Please can you give our small business a shout out? My sister and I run Purely Organised. We come to homes and declutter and organise rooms. Oh, I need this. Leaving your home fully transformed. We're both mums and understand how difficult it is to find time to keep on top of your home, and it's often the first thing to get dropped when we're busy. Preach. So, whether you need a hand decluttering toys...
That sounded like Boris when he resigned and went, then the brakes.
Then the brakes. So whether you need a hand decluttering toys, clothes, kitchen bins, bits, not bins, etc. or make your home look super organised, www. It's even two paragraphs here and I don't think
you give it the full sell there, Josh. I don't know what that business does after that.
They're declutterers. It's Marie Kondo, isn't it? Oh, www.purelyorganised.
She's not a small business. She's got a Netflix show.
It's Beth and Meg.
Beth and Meg.
purelyorganised.co.uk. We're back on Friday with a great guest.
Yes, we are. And also, I would like to add, I absolutely love my girls and my wife, Louise. We had an amazing holiday, some brilliant memories. But when you do get back after a delayed bag and being stuck on the M25, tempers will flare. But I just want to know, I absolutely loved it and it was a brilliant holiday.
No, I think you sound very reasonable considering.
Yeah, that was great. But yeah, we'll see you on Friday. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.